On Triple J, this is 2016.
Okay, on 2016 this evening, I've got an Australian premiere. We'll get to it in a moment. But the guy who's given us new music to play tonight is Lanks, the Melbourne artist. His real name is Will. Hello, Will.
Hello.
Where did Lanks the name come from?
It was actually my housemate who came up with it, who did all my original design. And he, it was sort of that, or Gangles was the two titles they were going for. And then it just made sense because I'm very lanky. And then it turns out my grandpa had the same nickname when he was in his 20s. So that was kind of a nice little touch. But I only found that out actually in the last year. So.
Wow, no one had told you that before.
Yeah, he hadn't told me. He's still around and everything.
Oh, okay.
He'd never mentioned it until about 6 months ago.
It's a little bit of a tribute to him then.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Is this the grandfather who is married to your grandma who did the artwork for your last single?
That's right, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I saw that because Golden Age, which we'll hear in just a moment, the song which you put out a few months ago, she did the artwork for that, so she's quite a creative beast herself.
She is. She's very inspiring, actually, just incredible visual artist, and she's still creating so much work now, and she's 86, so.
Wow, that's really terrific. Has she done the artwork for the new song which we're premiering?
Yeah, she's done. It's kind of a collaboration between her and my my housemate Will Devereux, who also he's done a lot of my design work. So they've sort of, we got kind of parts of her work and he collaged and added things to it. And he gets on really well with my grandma as well because he doesn't have either sets of his grandparents around. So my grandparents sort of have adopted him a little bit as their, you know, another grandson. So.
Oh, that's really sweet. Know. That's really cool. Yeah. Listen, I know your sister plays music as well.
Yeah.
Are you from a very sort of artistic family all the way through the generations?
Yeah, well, my grandma's an artist and my dad is a very good artist. My cousin, Rye, also makes music under Rye X and The Acid. And then Louise, my sister, who manages me, she's amazing trombonist and keyboard player. And she's been playing trombone with Hayden Kellner, actually, on tour at the moment. So,
wow, the connections.
Yeah.
That's really interesting. I didn't know any of that. And she manages you as well, does she?
Yeah, she does. She's kind of more into that stuff now. But we studied jazz at the Victorian College of the Arts together, and then she kind of just gravitated more into that role, I think. But you know, she's just an incredible musician, so it's kind of nice to have a manager who really, really understands what you do, I guess, and can really help you grow in the right ways. I think that's really nice.
And I mean, there's no question of trust, really, with your sister, is there?
No. Sometimes people ask that. They're like, "So, what's it like working with your sister?" But we've been playing music together, and we're only like 18 months apart. We've kind of been doing things together since we're about 13. We started playing like jazz gigs together, and then we've just been doing that pretty much our whole life. We've just been making music and sort of pushing each other, and
And now she's gone down the management path, which is a relentless job. I mean, playing music is hard enough. Being a manager of a musician or a band, it's pretty punishing sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, she'll be really glad that she's getting the airtime here to get a bit of credit. But yeah, she works very hard.
Well, yeah, and things are kind of rolling along nicely for Lanks because it's been a couple of years that you've been putting stuff on triplejunearth.com, but also you've put two EPs out. I guess a lot of people, though, actually came to the sound of you and your voice through this song.
Lay on my mind, my heart, it sings in black and white. I caught all these colors, but I can't find a lover who loves me back. I'm heavy as a heartbreak. I'm heavy as a heartbreak. I'm heavy as a
Yeah, I still love that track. It's still such a great piece from Just a Gent featuring the voice of Lanks, who is with us tonight on Triple J. Heavy as a Heartbreak, it's been such a big song, hasn't it?
Yeah, it kind of really blew my mind, really, how far that went. He kind of just sent me some instrumental ideas sort of late-ish last year, and then I just, that was kind of, the instrumental that grabbed me, and then I wrote the vocals and just sent it back, and then within like a month it was out, and then it's still going, really, to be honest. It's like,
well, it's been about over 6 months now, I think, that it's been out. So he's from Newcastle. Had you ever met him before?
We haven't met yet, actually. We still haven't. We're going to be doing I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about it. I think I'm going to be playing, singing at a show for him soon.
Ah.
And I think that might be where we meet, actually.
Wow.
So
okay.
It's going to be, yeah, kind of interesting experience.
Yeah. So when you actually laid down the vocal for that track, I mean, when you heard the finished thing, was it very different to what you had heard previously?
Not really. I mean, it was kind of a development. I think he wanted, like, the more he was really pushing to make it energetic and everything like that. And yeah, I'm not really, like, I can't really sing pop music. My voice just doesn't really work with, you know, like the big belting pop kind of singer thing. But it kind of came out, it's like a banger, but it's really kind of a ballad.
Yeah, well, it's got that down section, which really kind of suits your voice, and then it builds back up again,
yeah.
You know, as we heard. But
yeah,
the fact that that... But absolutely, and a lot of people have been loving it. And has that really had much of a flow-on effect to you and your career now as Lanks, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I've definitely noticed, like, just seeing how far it's reached on the internet. It's like millions of people have, like, been listening to, you know, me singing on this track. So I think that's a big part of it. A lot of people kind of don't realize when you feature on a track that you're involved. I think that's kind of the odd part, that sometimes you play a show and someone goes like, oh, I didn't even know that was you, or I didn't know you. Anyway, it's kind of funny, but it's definitely, you know, even for myself, it really sort of helped inspire a few things in my own production work and just show me what I can do with my own voice, like that's a bit different as well. So,
well, yeah, absolutely. There's nothing better than sort of teaching you new tricks than kind of working with different people, collaborating with different people, and seeing what strengths you do have when you kind of test it. Do you do a version of that live at all? Have you thought of doing that?
Yeah, I did. I did a bunch of shows on it originally where I played it like pretty differently, like played it as a ballad, and I did a version that's on Spotify, I think. That was kind of like a Lanks remix, but I didn't do any production. I just, like, it was just piano, some guitar and vocals. But yeah, I've been playing a version live. It's kind of more similar to that version, but I play some live guitar and I've got a live drummer. It's pretty awesome. Like, it's just, the song, he wrote a great, like, it's just a great song. It seems to work really well when we play it, and people really know it, so everyone gets really into it.
Yeah, no, I'll have to hunt out that different version on Spotify and have a listen to it. I'd love to hear how you've reworked it.
Yeah.
Will Cumming, who is the Melbourne artist, Lanks, is with us tonight on Triple J. We're building up to the premiere of a brand new single for him. He also, a few months ago, put out this track. As soon as I heard that track, I went, what is this instrument? It sounds like a really great distorted horn or something, but what is that sound?
Only one person so far has picked it, but it's my vocal, actually, just cut up.
That's amazing, that's really. You sound like a duck or something in it.
Yeah, there was another song I put out last year that when I did an interview with Lachie McCarra, he sang it back to me as well. It was sound like a kazoo, which is also my vocals kind of cut up.
Right, a kazoo, that's pretty close to what that sounds.
Yeah, it kind of is, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very much like a kazoo, but that's your voice.
Yes.
Cut up. What sort of sound did you make to get it like that?
I don't even think it was that weird of a sound. I like to, you know, I studied improvisation, so I just like to improvise for like a few minutes and then just like pick something that sounds interesting and just try moving it around, like getting little pieces and doing stuff. And yeah, I don't think, if you heard the original sound, it probably isn't that weird, but it was kind of that thing you just press buttons for a while and then you're like, oh, this is really cool sound now. And then I'm sort of like, how did I get there? And then I can't remember how it got from the start to the end, but
you know, it's good though. You know, all of a sudden a bell goes off in your head, and you go, that's something.
Exactly.
Let's
just
work
felt
on it.
Good.
Yeah.
So that was kind of the first piece of the song that was done, just that sound. So I was like, I can see something here.
Yeah, it's a good song, Golden Age. So that came out a few months ago, but you got a brand new song for us to premiere right now. Lanks is with us on Triple J on 2016. The new song is called Bitter Leaf. We'll talk a little bit about it because I know stories are a big part of the way you write music, and you like to kind of tell stories through the music you write. We'll get to that in a moment, but James Blake, influenced from some of the stuff he's done in the past? The reason I ask that is because right at the beginning, when I hear this voice starts, it reminds me a little bit of the way that James loops his voice and then sings over the top of his looped voice.
Yeah. I think I've always experimented. I mean, I'm probably similar. I think he's kind of done a bit of jazz study, and that's kind of where I came from as well. So I think there's a similarity. I'm a really big fan of James Blake, and I really like that he kind of is that singer-songwriter thing, but he's somewhere between that and a producer, and it's just kind of like a musician who can experiment with whatever they want, and I like that lack of restriction, and I think that's something that I'm pretty into. But the other thing, like, I'm really into just things that I'm not good at and challenging myself. So for me, even those vocals at the start, it's kind of a little bit like influenced by almost like Lauryn Hill and that sort of thing, and I'm not naturally good at singing those kind of things. So I think it was something that was really inspiring me at the time, and I was just pushing myself in directions that were challenging. So that was probably where it started coming from, and that mixed with probably was listening to a bunch of James Blake at the time as well.
Pleased with the results?
Yeah, no, I'm really happy. I honestly just really happy, like, learning, and I think I'm getting better, which is what I'm trying to do, you know, with music in general. I just want to keep improving.
Yeah, keep growing as an artist. That's the game. Yeah. That's the game, isn't it? Let's leave the suspense no longer. Let's get into it. I'll ask you a bit more about this track after we hear it, but I think you'll like it. This is Lank's new music tonight on Triple J. First play of it anywhere in the world. The new song is called Bitter Leaf.
I can tell your love fade like a light gone on. Hanging there in empty space, out there in the haze they fall. I'm not saying it's your fault, but you're hidden under blankets. Oh, baby, let me go. Release me from your hand there. I never wanna know. You're just a shot so bad, but you're sour at the taste of a bitter leaf. Took it all out of me, but I see through you, and you won't be causing me no grief anymore. You used to shine so bright, but you're sour at the taste of a bitter leaf. Took it all out of me, but I see through you, and you won't be causing me no grief anymore. Hanging loose from the wall, strips and flakes of paint.
Does it feel good to sit on a song for a little while and then show it to the world, or is it nerve-wracking?
It's definitely nerve-wracking. That song I've been sitting on for a little bit extra than other ones. It's written almost a year ago now. So,
why'd you sit on it so long? Just because you wanted to get other songs out ahead of it?
No, okay. So I'd sort of done a version of it, and then, you know, when you overwork something, I'd overworked it. So then I just needed to give it space. We actually went and mixed it like last August, and then I ended up coming back into the studio and redoing, like, just kind of ripping all the pieces out and then rebuilding it. This is only like, you know, a few months ago, I suppose. And then it wasn't right. So I just went, okay, I don't want to put this out. I want to hold on to it and then work on something else, and then sort of came back to it at the right time, I guess.
How much did it change shape, do you think?
It probably, like, in terms of shape, it didn't change too much. It was mostly that we gave it more space and let the elements that were in there kind of shine a bit more, whereas before I kind of blanketed the idea and it was just full. It was just overly full. So
you added too many colours to the picture.
Yeah, that was it. And I kept trying to add more colours every time I went away from the studio to work on it at home again. And then I came back and I'd spent another like 10 hours on it, and then I threw everything out that I'd come up with. So it just ended up being really simple.
Yeah, I think it's a common story for a lot of musicians. I think a lot of people who have created music themselves would be listening going, I've done that. It's just
absolutely.
I've been down that path before. Lanx is with us tonight on Triple J. Bitter Leaf, that song that we just played, what's it about? What did you write it about?
It's probably about a few experiences combined, but just there was a few sort of friendships I had where I'd never really had anything that sort of went, I don't know, wrong, I guess, and then just a few things where they didn't go so right. Probably just maturing and dealing with these sort of relationships and problems and, you know, that sort of thing.
Was there a resolution or basically a parting at the end of those?
It was probably one of the first friendships that had a parting, and that was it. Like, and that was really what inspired it. Like, the idea that I've always had, you know, you have problems and you resolve them, and then, you know, I went about trying to resolve a problem. Not saying that I'm a terrible person or anything, you know, these things just happen. But the resolution didn't come, or it wasn't supposed to come, or I don't know, they didn't want resolution, so it was the end of a friendship, and I never really had that. You know, you have friendships that wane and sometimes they just kind of slide off into obscurity, but this one was like, we're not really friends anymore. So it was.
And you can work all you like at trying to rectify it, but sometimes you just got to give up.
Yeah, I mean, the only part of the song that's not true is the part where I said that you won't cause me any grief anymore, because I mean, I still think about it all the time, so I'm probably a very, like, an overly analytical person, so I'm still reflecting on it a year and a bit after, but yeah.
Would the person, if they were listening tonight, would they recognise themselves?
Maybe. Probably. I don't think they'll be listening because they moved to the other side of the world as well, just to really get away from me.
I like to think if people stream my show anywhere in the world and listen on a Sunday night.
Actually, there you go. They might.
They might be.
They could definitely still be listening.
Well, yeah, I was going to say before, not glibly, but I was going to say that, you know, sometimes through these sad things in life, you get good art, and that's a good song, you know, generated from a sad situation. But by putting it out in the world, who knows? That message might get to that person and then something good comes from it, and maybe... Yeah. Maybe your friendship is reconnected again.
Yeah, that might happen. It could be nice.
We'll check in again with your next song.
Yeah.
If back together again, if that's the name of the next song from Lanx, then we'll know that something happened. Listen, Will, terrific to talk to you. Nice to meet you as well. Good luck in the future. We've been keenly watching the development of your musical career over the last couple of years, and it's been exciting this year to see you know, your name sort of reaching more and more people. And thanks for giving us this song to premiere tonight. Lanx, who is Will Cumming, thanks for coming in tonight.
No worries, thanks so much for having me. You're just a shell surprise, but you're sour at the taste of a bitter lip. Took it all out on me, but I see through you and you won't, because I'm in no grave anymore. You're just a shell surprise, but you're sour at the taste of a bitter lip. Took it all.